Good morning, church. How are we today? Good, good, good. Okay. Right. So, thank you. Beautiful reading, girls. So, I remember the year 1999. Some of you are not even born yet. So you know how old we are. I remembered I had in my house we have a safe where we keep all the documents and stuff like that, all the passports, birth certificates and everything. And I remembered my father handing me the key. And my father said, make sure you put the key back where you found it. And I went, okay, I will. And then just when I was about, the next time I wanted to go in to grab something, I went, where did I put the key again? Like, where did I put that key again? And then I remembered going to this panic mode, this panic mode, just going, my father is going to kill me because I don't know where the key is and he's really, really going to kill me. And I remember stepping into this room and I went, Lord, only you can save me right now. Like, only you. I said, and I made a pact. I said, Lord, what I'm going to do is I'm going to clear my mind. Everything. Clear all my mind. You just speak to me. I'm going to surrender to you my mind. Just speak to me and I will follow. And I remembered clearly, he said, walk to the table. Just walk to your table. And I walked to my study table. And he said, look at the mess on your table. Lift up this pile of books. And as I lift up those pile of books, there was the key sitting there. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that is what happens when you surrender and just listen to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for gathering all of us in this house, in your house, and also online. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord Father, that you speak through me. May the words that come out of my mouth is yours and not mine. Lord Jesus, we pray for hearts to be open, ears to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, amen, amen. So this morning, the title of my message is Surrender It All to Jesus. Possible or impossible? I'm not sure. But I just remember I forgot something. Guys, youth, can you all come down here? Kids, come and join me. I just felt like, oh, I'm a bit lonely here. It's like there's a carpet here. What's the carpet here? Kids, youth, anyone wants to come and join me? Come. Let's come. Sit down. Completely forgot. Like, come on. Oh, and it's clean. We just had the carpet clean. People, we just had the carpet clean. Come. Let's sit. Amazing. See, I'm not that lonely anymore. Great. Okay, so the meaning of the word surrender is to give up or hand over, typically on compulsion or demand. Note, the word give up or hand over, meaning to cling on or hanging on loosely, but with palms wide open. So today I'll be looking at Bible characters that failed to come when it comes to surrendering. Remember, Tamara just read, three times Jesus said, do not go to sleep, but they went to sleep. Okay. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25, Jesus told his disciple, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So let's take a few steps and see what is it to lead a surrendered life. surrendered life following Jesus. Number one, we need to be open to surrendering. I wasn't open to surrendering. I thought I could actually find the key by myself. Like, honestly, people, I spent days looking for that key. And finally, I decided, you know what? I need to seek a higher power. And I had to surrender to Jesus. So in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24-25, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. And this is an open invitation to surrender for us to walk alongside of him. This may sound really easy, but can I say it's a hard thing to do? A lot of us like to take the easy route. It's like walking past a sweet shop. You're walking past a sweet shop and you go, Lord, I do not have any money, but I surrender to you, Lord. The pack, I just want that pack of Haribos that is sitting just there, just there. Yes, I know. You love it. A pack of Haribos. And then you go into the shop thinking, oh, in Jesus, I surrender it all. And then the shopkeeper looks at you and go, and be kind to you and say, here you go, little one. This is a gift for you. And you're like, yes, Jesus. But then when you walk out, you see your friend. And your friend go, can I have a Haribo too? And you go, no. That's not following Jesus' way, is it? Because Jesus blessed you with it. And he says, follow me. Be open to surrender. If you come up, deny yourself. But you're like, nope. The shopkeeper gave it to me, so I'm going to have it all to myself. All mine. Yes, all mine. All mine. And the second thing is he said, one is to be open to surrender. Two, he says, deny yourself. This is asking you to put down your self-will and embrace God's perfect will. I want us to be real now. How many of us here are judgmental? Well done for being honest. We can be like, I don't want to sit next to Raymond because I don't like him. No, I'm just joking. I love you. Like, honestly, I will sit down with you anywhere. Come on. But God's will is for us to love everyone. Not being judgmental. Not saying, oh, I don't like to sit next to that person because that person's, I don't like that person. Or when you see someone walking down the street, I can put my hands up. I'm one of them. Like, I'm looking at someone in the street, go like, yeah, where did you just come from? Or you see someone, like, in their pajamas, and you're like, you for real? Like, coming out, like, what time, and you're in pajamas still? That's being judgmental. And the Lord says, deny yourself. Put down that self-will and embrace my perfect will. And the third thing he said, take up his cross. This is not asking us to give up our life to be crucified on the cross. But we must understand the ultimate price that Jesus paid for our sins and what it means. Are we ready to follow God? Are we ready to give up everything and follow Jesus? So the fourth thing is, follow Jesus. This reminds me, again, of the passage Tamara read this morning, of the garden in Gethsemane. Jesus bought three of his disciples, and he specifically said, do not go to sleep. Stay awake while I go over there and pray. Three times he had to do it. Three times. Why do we not listen? Why did they not listen to God, to Jesus the first time? And you know what? Why do we not listen to Jesus the first time? When he says, don't do it, you're like, yeah, I'll do it. Don't do it, yeah, I'll do it. But don't we just love Jesus? Because even though he went through all that suffering for us and he died on the cross, but he's still patient with us. He's still so patient with us and he still continued to love us and he still continued to forgive us. And you go, no, I know. I forgive you. I see you. It's okay. I still love you. Now, I'm going to share with you all tips to get to that stage where you can learn how to surrender it to Jesus. Okay? Back to basic. Three things that you can do daily. And why is it so important to practice these three things? Okay? You must be thinking, Graham always says this. Bosede always says this. Louise always says this. Pray. Read the Bible, worship. And these are the three things. Pray, worship, read the Bible. But do you actually know why we keep encouraging you all to do this? Let me show you all an experiment. My helper, please. Come on, helper, move it. Sorry, guys. A little experiment to show you all. I promise you it's absolutely safe. Graham is going, it's very near the equipment. I promise you it's safe. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Great. So, we all know, careful, make sure it's on the table. Yeah, make sure it's on the table. Yeah, that's it. We all know that the enemy is real. And the enemy is always planting seeds in our life. Because that's the one thing the enemy wants to do is to destroy us and to draw us further and further away from God. Okay, the seeds may look like these. Okay, these ping pong balls represent seeds, okay? Seeds that the enemy likes to plant in your life. The seeds may look like what? Doubt. The seeds may look like negative thoughts, anxiety. I'm ugly. I always worry. I'm jealous. Kids, do you want to come up and put one in the bowl? Come. Come on, come and help me. Put one in the bowl. What do you think the enemy likes to say? To say what? What do you think the enemy likes to say? Huh? You're not worthy. You're naughty. Okay. Okay. What else do you think? Pick this one. What does it say?
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Pick one up. What does it say?
Anger.
Anger. Okay, guys, keep putting it in. Keep putting it in. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. Put it all in. And Rua wants to do one too. Leave one for Rua. Leave one for Rua. Okay. Okay. Okay, we can sit down now. Leave one for Rua. Leave one for Rua. Yeah, that's it. Put it all in. Put it all in. Okay, have a seat now. Brilliant. Thank you, little helper. Now, the first thing I suggest you all to do is to read the Bible. Spend time reading the Word. Why? Because the Bible teaches you all lesson. Example, this is reading the Bible, okay? And this is your brain, your mind, your body, your heart, your soul, okay? These is all the negative thoughts that is in your mind that the enemy has been planting. I said, read the Bible. Okay, as you read the Bible, you learn because it teaches you how to be more like Jesus and less like us. Next, pray to God. Take time to be still. Take time to be still and pray God through your worries, your challenges, your negative thoughts that is in your mind. What happens to the ball? The ball pops out. And next thing, what did I say? Is to worship. Sing. Sing your heart out. Sing your hearts out. And slowly, you will see nothing but God's goodness in this bowl. Nothing but God's goodness. When your heart and mind is filled with the word, worship song, and prayer, you will know nothing but God's goodness. The best part of it all is now we can finally learn and easily surrender it all to God. Is it possible? Of course it is possible to surrender it to the Lord. If you're feeling ugly and worthless, Psalm 139 says, verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful and I know that full well. Do you think, honestly, if I were to sing this, do you think it will stay? Because God's word, you worship, you're praying. Anxiety, if you have anxiety and doubts, Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by praying and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Anxiety will not penetrate. If you have pride, Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12 says, the heart of a man is proud before he is destroyed, but having no pride goes before honor. It doesn't penetrate. And can I just end with Jeremiah 29, 11, verse 11 to 12. For I know my plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and I come and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. So when you start practicing these three basic things, what you are creating is a space for God to come into your life, speak positivity in your life, creating hope in your life, blessing you with wisdom, grace, mercy, kindness, and joy. And by filling your heart and mind with Jesus, the enemy cannot even penetrate. It can't even penetrate your heart and your mind because you do not give them, him, the space to work in you. Thank you.